In the studio to talk more about sugar, how to reduce it, and to answer your questions is Mary Kay Holloway. She's a registered dietitian who is a board certified as a specialist in oncology nutrition and has helped people at the Community Cancer Center for 16 years. Mary Kay, thanks for taking time to join us on Sound Ideas today.
Thank you for having me back, Mike.
You can join this conversation by calling 309-438-8910. What do you eat or feed your family? Are you looking at those labels for sugar, or are you already trying to go sugar-free? And what about your kids and sugary drinks? You can ask your questions at 309-438-8910. And Mary Kay, I have to start off by asking you if you think my wife is right. My wife Lisa is right. Am I addicted to sugar? How would I know?
People can be addicted to sugar. Sugar is one of those things that our body needs. Every single cell in our body needs the energy that we get from sugar. But when we have too much, there's a lot of different chemical mechanisms that happen between our brain, between other hormones, between other organs, that actually causes us to want more of that sweet taste. We like that sweet taste, and getting rid of that can be kind of difficult at times.
So it's not an underestimation to use the word, or an overestimation to use the word addiction, and the body, after having some, actually wants more?
Right. There's some research out there that says that sugar can be as addicting as alcohol.
So how does it work in the brain? Does it actually change the chemistry in the brain?
You know, I'm not quite sure all of that, but I think it's more the hormones, and insulin is a hormone. All the other hormones that are in our body. The idea that that energy that our body needs, that, and our brain is just the same. The cells need that energy. And there's a variety of mechanisms that happen with that.
309-438-8910 to get your questions answered about sugar. Let's talk about some of the short-term and long-term health effects of consuming too much sugar. You mentioned insulin. Let's talk about insulin resistance and diabetes. How does too much sugar work toward that?
Well, we know with diabetes, it's usually a disease where the blood sugar keeps getting thicker and thicker in our system. It's a variety of mechanisms that happen. One is insulin is supposed to push that glucose, that energy, into the cells. And sometimes our cells don't work well enough, and that insulin can be pushing it in, but then still builds up in our system as well. We don't have enough to always measure that, and that's not something that we do regularly, but we do know that having that higher insulin is going to continue to push carbohydrate into the other cells.
What about liver function?
Liver gets actually more affected by the fructose. And in the carbohydrates or sugars, there's two different ones that this breaks down to. One is the glucose, one is the fructose. The liver actually looks with the fructose, and that's what ends up affecting our liver and the way it gets metabolized.
And as if liver, decreased liver function or insulin resistance isn't bad enough, we can also worry about heart disease and cancer
exactly.
as a result of sugar. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Exactly. Well, we know, one, that with triglycerides, that's a result of the different carbohydrates and having too much. We also know with cancer, there are links to multiple cancers, and especially if one research just came out that talked about somebody with breast cancer and metastases. Now, again, when we look at those research, we have to look and say, and those were mice models, they're not humans. We don't know what's going to happen. But we do know that obesity is one of the biggest risk factors for cancers. When we're getting more calories than what we actually need, and not the nutrients, but just high calories.
Commonly referred to as empty calories.
Empty calories.
With sugar.
Exactly. We add to that obesity risk, which increases risk for cancers.
And I guess maybe one of the most obvious health effects is oral health.
Oh, yes, definitely, with our teeth and all the different bacteria in our mouths as well, definitely.
And that can affect, oral health can affect the entire body.
It can affect everything, especially heart disease. We have so much research that shows if you have infection in your gums, you most likely have something going on with your heart, too.
Mary Kay Holloway is a registered dietitian with the Community Cancer Center. You can ask your question at 309-438-8910. We're talking about sugar. How much was okay before the recent update to the guidelines? And how much sugar is okay today?
Well, you know, these recent guidelines are just a reflection of what the research has shown for a long time. there's a variety where we say percentages of your daily calories that should come in. And these new guidelines are even saying that sugars, especially added sugars, should only be about 10% of your total calories. That's the thing we really have to look at, is more as those added sugars. We eat a lot of processed foods. And to get us to like those foods, because like we just said, we like that sweet taste, there's more sugar in those. So really, when we go to a more plant-based, whole foods type of diet, we naturally decrease that sugar. But when we have a lot of processed foods, the best thing is to look at those labels, especially the ingredient list.
So the government cut their recommendations by about half.
Mm-hmm.
It was 22 teaspoons or grams per day, and they've cut that in half?
Yeah.
And is a gram and a teaspoon comparable?
There's 4 grams per teaspoon.
So we're not talking about a lot of sugar little sugar.
Right.
And when shopping and reading labels, what words are we looking for besides sugar? Because sometimes the word sugar isn't on there, but there certainly is lots of added sweetener to those foods.
Right. You know, if you read that ingredient list and you see things like maltodextrin, you see things like high fructose corn syrup, syrups of any kinds, those are indicators that that's extra added sugars.
When we're talking about how the body, or what the body craves as it concerns taste, salts work into this as well. I think there's maltodextrin in Doritos, which you think which you think of as a salty treat, but it actually has sugar, and you get these, it sort of turns on your taste receptors,
doesn't it? It does. It does.
So it sounds like you need a glossary and a calculator to convert grams to teaspoons or vice versa, and then add up all the sugar in each serving. How should someone actually go about cutting down on sugar?
Well, we don't have to be a mathematician to do that. I think the easiest thing is to read that ingredient list and to be able to see that the first 3 ingredients are not sugar of some kind. Just by doing that, we really cut down a lot. The other thing you want to do when you see that label is look for how many grams of fiber is in there. Because the more fiber that's in there, the slower it's going to let any of these sugars get into our system as well.
And besides maltodextrin, what are some other words that we should look for? I mean, high fructose corn syrup, we all know that.
Right. Cane syrup. Brown sugars, barley malts, date sugars, sometimes even just fruit juice, malt, maple syrups, molasses, turbinado sugar, agave. People will sometimes say, well, I'm eating, it's got honey, it's agave, that's a good natural, but it's still sugar. So being able to decrease any of that, there's over 50 different names of different sugars.
Is it easier to just try to cut out all sugar?
That would be the best.
Rather than trying to, you know, micromanage your diet,
exactly.
Just say all or nothing.
You know what? It would be. But the best way to do that would be saying going to a whole foods diet, increasing your amount of vegetables, increasing whole foods like orange instead of orange juice. That would be some of the best. Decreasing the juices that you do drink, especially if those don't say 100% fruit juice and there's extra sugar. Cut those down. Portion sizes are also a big thing. We tend to think that a glass of juice being 12 ounces is a serving, but when in reality, 6 ounces at the most is a serving. So just by looking at those serving sizes, you can really cut down on a lot.
If we think of sugar or eating a lot of sugar as an addiction, should there be a gradual process to try to cut out sugar, or is cold turkey okay?
I think it depends on the person. Some people need to go cold turkey and then for those couple days be able to have a backup. And a lot of times making sure that you have some protein foods available can help decrease that craving. And even there, the protein foods I'm talking about can be things like having a half a sandwich ready to go, having some nuts, not much, but just even some nuts and things ready to have when you're having that craving.
Just to take the edge off. We've talked about fruits a couple of times and fructose. Not all fruit is created equal. Some are more sugary than others. Should we be concerned about the fruit we eat and how much of the fruit we eat, or are we talking about different kinds of sugars?
Well, you know, a lot of times that's what people will say to me. I'm not going to eat any bananas or carrots anymore because they're full of sugar. And then they turn around and have candy bars or the kids' sweetened cereals. And I'm like, you know, the first thing is we don't have to have bananas all the time. And when we all, you know, there's so many. There's the berries and oranges and all the other fruits. And even in the vegetables, same thing. But what we do need to think about is that those have plant nutrients in them that are so beneficial for us, that decreasing those amounts and having half a banana in your cereal instead of the whole would be better than having the sugar-sweetened cereals or some of the other things.
I'm not a big fan of bananas for a number of reasons, but I have to tell you, when I'm on a 30 or 40 mile bike ride, halfway through, having a half a banana really helps.
Exactly. It's got potassium and so many good things in there. The other thing about that, too, is you got to remember the carrots and the bananas and all those other things have fiber, and they also have a different glycemic load. So it doesn't really affect your system the same way as just the simple sugars that are added in.
Mary Kay, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas to talk about sugar.
Thank you.
Mary Kay Holloway is a registered dietitian at the Community Cancer Center, where she's worked for 16 years. She's also a board-certified specialist in oncology nutrition. You're listening to Sound Ideas.
Sugar.